Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Well, this is what we're starting with right now. Good evening and thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Julian Grace. Today, family and friends honored the life of this Moore County woman. Alicia Watts was found dead after she had been missing for weeks. Her former boyfriend now charged with her murder. WRAL's Carly Haynes joins us live from Pennhurst. And Carly, those in mourning came together for weeks searching for Watts, praying for her safe return. And today they came together to say goodbye.
They certainly did, Julian. Every single one of these parking spaces was filled. Hundreds of people came out for Alicia Watts' funeral today, including many of the same ones who made sure she wasn't forgotten when she disappeared.
After a dreadful few weeks of not knowing whether they'd get to see her again, friends, family, and co-workers of Alicia Watts are now saying goodbye.
I've never seen this many people at a funeral in all of my life. And I'm 78 years old.
They wore her favorite color and remembered the happier parts of her life.
She was just so fun and loving and kind to be around.
In a poem, her parents said she brought the sunshine and brightened up their world. For someone whose life was considered so bright, her final moments were so dark. Watts's body was found deep in the woods near a Montgomery County cemetery on August 24th, more than a month after she was first reported missing. Her former boyfriend was arrested and charged with her murder. Sunday, a service, sharing that she's earned her wings.
She was a special, very special person. She really was.
A horse and carriage transported her body to its final resting place.
And Watts will be buried at Mount Hope Cemetery in Southern Pines. Julian.
It's clear she made an impact in that community. Carly Haynes reporting live in Moore County for us tonight. Thank you. We have an update about a woman whose body was found in Jordan Lake last week. Chatham County Sheriff's Office tells us several families have come forward saying they believe they know who she is. Foul play is suspected in her death. Yesterday, the sheriff's office released this image of the woman described as being of Hispanic, Latin American, or Middle Eastern heritage. A deputy told us earlier today that investigators had actually identified her, but they were holding off on releasing the name pending family notification. However, the PIO now tells us they are still waiting on a positive ID and continue seeking the public's help. A boater discovered the woman's body on Tuesday around 2:30 p.m. near the Farrington Point boat ramp off Farrington Point Road, we're told. She was wearing blue jeans, a gray shirt, and a pearl necklace. They are working with the medical examiner to identify her and to determine the cause of death. Goldsboro police are investigating a shooting that wounded a woman and two girls ages 13 and 12. It happened shortly after 8 o'clock last night on Day Circle. The 12-year-old had multiple gunshot wounds. Police say she's in the hospital and stable, but we don't know her exact condition. 34-year-old Sadel Horton had been shot once. She was treated and released, we're told. The 13-year-old arrived at the hospital in a personal vehicle. She, too, was released after treatment. A dock collapsed at a charter fishing business on Atlantic Beach, injuring several people, four of them seriously. It happened around 6:30 this morning. The Atlantic Beach Fire Chief says it was on the 12-foot portion of the dock at Captain Stacy Fishing Center on the AB Causeway. The group was loading onto a charter fishing boat when the collapse happened. 10 people fell into the water. Four were hurt and taken to the Carteret Health Care Center. We're told they're in serious but non-life-threatening conditions. The others refused treatment.
There was about 9 or 10 people that actually went into the water. All of those were quickly retrieved out of the water by Captain Stacy staff, the police department, and AB fire department staff.
Officials have blocked off the dock from public access until repairs are made and building inspectors determine if it's safe for people to go back up and if it's up to code. We'll continue to follow up right there. All right, let's do this. Let's take a live look over Durham. Some beautiful weather this weekend. Hasn't it been great? And things, though, are starting to heat up. Here to tell us much more about how hot it can get is meteorologist Anthony Baglione. Anthony.
Julian, we thankfully have seen really nice weather here the past couple of days. As far as lack of rainfall, kind of, and just that emphasis here on the comfortable temperatures, if you will. But that really is going to start to change. Here's our Labor Day forecast. We're at 96 tomorrow, 98 into our Tuesday. Should be sunny here both days, maybe just a few clouds floating on by, but otherwise here going to be pretty hot. The beaches looking pretty warm as well. 88 there, Wrightsville Beach tomorrow, 89 Nags Head. Wind's not going to be too much of a factor if you are headed to the coast. Check out temperatures, though. These are going to be near records both on Tuesday and Wednesday. Here's a look at Raleigh specifically. 98 the actual air temperature on Tuesday, 100 on Wednesday. I do think that record would be in jeopardy on Tuesday. There's a look at Fayetteville as well. We could be breaking that record both days, Julian. So certainly some big time heat on the way. We'll talk about this in addition to some very busy tropical activity. We could have our next storm system here. I'll mention that in just a few minutes.
All right, Anthony, a lot to talk about. I know you will not go anywhere. Yeah. Thank you. We now know the identity of the person killed in a shooting in Cumberland County last night. We first reported this, you may recall, as breaking news last night at 11. 21-year-old Darian Barden is dead. Another person is in the hospital. The shooting happened on Indian Drive shortly before 9 p.m. A juvenile suspect is in custody, charged with one count of first-degree murder. We're pressing for more information about a drowning in Moore County. It happened yesterday near Cypress Church Road in Cameron. We know the Moore County Sheriff's Office and the Cypress Point Fire Department responded to the incident. The identity of the person who died has not yet been released. State troopers are investigating a crash after a person drove into a tree in Wake County. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker at the scene near Old Stage Road in Swift Creek Lane. The driver's condition is still unclear. We're working to learn more about what led up to all of this that you see right there. The long Labor Day weekend is a great chance to sit back and relax, right? But maybe not while you're driving. Law enforcement agencies are on high alert this weekend, looking for distracted drivers, speeders, and people who have had one too many to drink. WRL's Eric Miller has the story.
If you're hitting the road this Labor Day,
I am driving from Greenville, South Carolina.
We're going back to Houston, Texas now.
Spare a thought for Len Moorhead.
Yeah, I'm on the road. 12 hours driving. I'm moving.
Moorhead drives around the triangle for Lyft, logging thousands of miles.
Probably since Friday, right around, I give or take, about 2,000 or so.
And this weekend, he's seen plenty of this.
Yeah, they're out there. They're very visible presence. You can see them. They're pulling people over left and right. So, yeah, they're visible.
Increased law enforcement is part of North Carolina's Booze It and Lose It campaign, which steps up throughout the year during busy holiday travel times. And state leaders say it does get results. The most recent data available from Labor Day 2021 shows law enforcement officers found more than 3,600 traffic and criminal violations in Wake County alone, and nearly 62,000 statewide. Good reason, says Elise and Lindsay Ore, who are visiting from Houston, to take it slow.
Yeah, slowing down and I guess in the like construction areas, making sure we're not zooming through. Yeah.
In Raleigh, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
Great advice. Take it slow. You'll get there. All right. If you got some errands to run on Labor Day, most stores will still be open. Major retailers like Walmart and Target, as well as drugstores like CVS and Walgreens will be open. Some may have reduced hours, so it's worth calling ahead before heading out. Banks and post offices will be closed. Also worth noting, Costco will be closed as well. Durham's newest high school is ready for classes to begin this week. Northern High School finally got its occupancy permit. The main school will open for students and teachers on Tuesday. The auditorium and athletic fields are still off limits. They are under inspection and awaiting permits. The new Northern High was slated to open when school started, but was hit with delays from that storm that knocked out power in Durham just last month. Fayetteville city leaders will consider a curfew for minors at a work session in 2 days. Council members say the youth protection ordinance is aimed at reducing juvenile crime rates. Police Chief Braden suggested the curfew in response to growing concerns over youth gun violence in the city. Braden says several recent incidents of shootings include minors as suspects or victims. The ordinance states that anyone under the age of 18 will be banned from public spaces from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. on weekends and from midnight to 5 a.m. on weekdays. The work session is at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. This is a story that really caught my attention. A cat in Fuquay Varina has had enough adventure for 9 lifetimes. This right here is Bob. See, Bob disappeared from his home in Utah, and 10 years later, he popped up in our area.
He's really looking pretty good. He's a sweet, big, happy guy. So, yeah, he's well socialized. He seems really, really healthy. So he's been taking good care of himself.
Yes, we have so many questions about this, and I know you do too. We'll get down to the bottom of it next. Plus, a family confirms the cause of the death of legendary musician Jimmy Buffett. Welcome back. We now know the cause of death for legendary musician Jimmy Buffett. His family provided a statement saying he had been battling a rare form of skin cancer for 4 years. The National Cancer Institute reports these cancer cells typically appear as a painless lump on sun-exposed skin. The disease forced Buffett to reschedule concerts in May. At the time, he mentioned having to go to the hospital but did not give specifics. Jimmy Buffett was 76 years old. All right, we need you to do this. Check your fridge. There's a meat recall you need to know about right now. The USDA says you should throw out any Hillshire Farm smoked sausages. They say the meat could contain bone fragments. At least one person reported hurting their mouth after eating one of the sausages. The sausages were sold in stores in our state and others. The recalled sausages have a use-by date of November 11th. If you have these, throw them away. All right, time is ticking away, but there's still time to enjoy the African American Cultural Arts Festival in downtown Raleigh, but not much time. I went out there earlier today. It was so great. Now, the festival wraps up tonight at 8, less than 2 hours left. Organizers say 14 years ago, the festival brought in 15,000 people, and each year it gets bigger, reaching people from across the country. Attendees have been enjoying delicious food, beautiful artwork, crafts, and great live music. WRAL is a proud community partner of the African American Cultural Festival. Such a great time out there. All right, I want to introduce you to this guy. This is Bob the Cat, and he's had quite an adventure. Bob disappeared from his home in Wichita, Kansas 10 years ago. He showed up on the porch of a Fuquay Varina home last month. Now, the man who lives there fed Bob and took him to Five Points Animal Hospital. Veterinarian Kevin Wilson and hospital manager Scott Wilson were able to track down the owner thanks to Bob's microchip.
She was actually stunned in the very beginning. And the irony of this is she named the cat after her dad, Bob. And it would have been his 94th birthday on the day we emailed her.
He's really looking pretty good. He's a sweet, big, happy guy. So yeah, he's well socialized. He seems really, really healthy. So he's been taking good care of himself.
All right, I have so many questions about this. What has Bob been doing for the past 10 years? Well, you know, only Bob knows, right? Five Point Animal Hospital is working to update his vaccines and get him a health certificate so he can travel back to his owner. And we promise to stay on top of this story and show you that reunion when it happens. Bob, you got a lot of explaining to do, buddy. Glad you're all right, though. Anthony, I told you earlier I was downtown at the African American Cultural Festival. It was such a great time, but it got hot out there. But looking at that lake behind you, I just want to cool off right now.
The lake and I think the beach, just anywhere here you can get to be cool over the next couple of days, going to be a very good idea because, of course, that heat has really started kind of to filter in for us today, and we're only going to see that go up over the next couple of days. Good Sunday evening to all of you. Happy early Labor Day. Hopefully you've had a great relaxing weekend. Let's talk about what a beautiful shot this is. First of all, our White Lake camera. This is one of the newest cameras here on our live camera network, and you can see the boats out and about right now. We have the sunshine. It is hot. It's a little bit humid, but not off the charts. So all in all, looking pretty good. We did see temperatures earlier this afternoon in Raleigh and Durham are right around 95. I think that's going to be our high temperature for the day once they kind of verify that. Otherwise, we're at 93 right now, 86 in Goldsboro, 88 in Rocky Mount. So yes, definitely warmer than where we were yesterday. If you're headed out here before the sun goes down, you have an hour or so. We're talking temperatures on the lake, 86 there at 781 at 8 o'clock. Or if you're going out for a walk, looking pretty good, just make sure to pack that water with you. We head into our Labor day itself, we keep the sunshine, we do increase temperatures, and the humidity goes up just a little bit. It's not going to be in our top tropical category. It's going to be one step below that, so not off the charts humidity, but I think it still will be noticeable. Starting off tomorrow morning here in the low 70s, let's say you're cooking out around lunchtime or even into the evening, it will start to get pretty hot. We see the sunshine, no rain chances as well here as we go through the day. The mountains looking pretty similar here, a couple degrees cooler, as is usually the case. 92 in Bryson City, 84 in Boone. We see temperatures in Asheville right about 90. Very calm winds, so not much of a breeze to kind of help stir things up just a little bit. So just keep that in mind if you're out hiking or anything like that. The beaches, we're at 88 Wrightsville, 89 Nags Head, 92 there in Wilmington. Keep in mind here, as we've been saying the past couple of days, I still think we could see some rip current issues along our beaches as we go into the beginning of this week before they finally start to kind of get a little bit better here by, let's say, Wednesday and Thursday. This is where we are headed, though. This really tells the story. So feels like temperatures in that right column right there. Monday feeling, tomorrow for Labor Day, feeling like 98. We feel like 103 on Tuesday, 106 on Wednesday. The actual air temperature, 100 on Wednesday. So that's going to be some big time, just dangerous heat. Very, very hot for us the next couple of days. The one bit of saving grace, like I said, is we're not going to see off the charts humidity levels. So I don't think we will quite get to heat advisory criteria. But still, if you have plans the next couple of days, just keep the heat in mind. Otherwise, let's talk about the tropics here. We're still watching this area of development has a 90% chance now over the next 5 to 7 days. There is another one right off the coast there at 30%. That one doesn't look to do much, but this one that we've been watching here pretty closely, there are the current model plots, again, showing a very consistent track the next couple of days heading straight west. There's still some divergence once they get closer to the islands right there. This looks like it potentially will be a pretty strong storm system. Where it goes here, if it recurves out to sea, it looks like the most likely outcome, but where it goes is still kind of too early to determine at this point. Otherwise, we're at 96 here for a Labor Day, 98 on Tuesday. Julian, look at those triple digit temperatures there into Wednesday, but we do cool off relative here into next weekend.
All right, thanks, Anthony. Casey, the Tar Heels have a lot to be excited about.
You know, Drake May, we knew we were going to expect a big performance from him, right? He has so much respect on the national stage. But you know what? The defense showing that they deserve some respect as well. We'll hear from the Tar Heels last night. Their big performance next. Drake was Drake. That's how Mac Brown described his quarterback in last night's 31-17 win over South Carolina. And of course, though, that was to be expected from Drake May, a guy that's a potential Heisman candidate and first round draft pick next year. But what wasn't expected was that Drake's play isn't exactly what won the game. What did came from the least expected.
This is not the same defense that y'all saw last year. You're going to see a more aggressive, a more feisty defense. So I look forward to them being able to prove that to everybody so everybody can shut up talking about the defense.
It may not be the same defense, but everyone was still talking about it.
Gene's defense creating all kinds of problems all night long. Rattler goes down again.
So I'd like to start by congratulating our defense. South Carolina had 11 yards rushing.
Carolina sacked Spencer Rattler 9 times. The Tar Heels had just 17 in the entire 2022 season.
10, North Carolina 11, Rattler down again for the 8th time tonight.
I mean, we got pressure on him over and over. Even when we weren't sacking him, he was had to get off of his spot. He was running all over the place.
The unit continued to clamp down in the second half, holding the Gamecocks to just 3 points in the final two quarters.
They didn't get their heads down. They didn't pull the old poor me like they did at App State last year in the fourth quarter.
All of this much improved from a defense that was the worst statistically in the ACC last season.
I tried to bring the defense up before we kind of went out on the field, and I said, hey, you know, this is where we can make a statement.
They're playing with a lot more consistency and therefore much more confidence.
It's just one game with plenty of season left to play, but the defense is ready to prove it's here to stay.
We can definitely build off this. We're not going backwards. So we're only going to go back, watch the film, improve on the mistakes that we did make, and just keep going up.
Well, last time we saw Duke on a game field, the Blue Devils were celebrating this Military Bowl win and a special 9-4 turnaround season. But with success, now comes some expectations, and these Blue Devils are prepared with head coach Mike Elko leading the way into the second season. And the benefit for the Blue Devils is that they're familiar with Elko and this coaching staff. And these players have experience going up against some tough opponents now. And Duke will be ready to take on number 9, Clemson, tomorrow night under the lights.
I think you know what it's going to look like, but you never really do. But certainly, amongst all that uncertainty, experience helps. Guys coming back help. Being in year two helps. Having coaches back on your staff helps. I think all of those things are certainly positives for our program. But at the end of the day, we still have to go out there next Monday night and play the game the way we're capable of, and that's ultimately what it's all going to come down to.
To the Diamond, a series finale matinee at the DBAP. Nashville and Durham tied at two in the third inning. Two on for Austin Shinton. He skies it high, just stuffed the Blue Monster. Rays is then number three prospect Curtis Mead. He was optioned back to Durham just a week ago. He turns in a 3-for-4 outing. Three RBIs, including this here, his 20th double of the season. Bulls take the series and the finale 6-2, the final. FIBA World Cup, Team USA taking on Lithuania, cooking from behind the arc like Curry, hitting their first 9 3-pointers, including this one from Pelicans big man Jonas Valančiūnas. Jonas, Lithuania led by as many as 21 in the first half. Then 16 seconds left of the game, Lithuania 4. Paolo Banchero steals the inbound pass. Mikal Bridges gets a look in the corner but misses. Tomas Dimsa gets the rebound, takes all the way back. Lithuania holds on to win, 110-104. An upset, Julian.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, Casey, and thanks for joining us tonight. NBC Nightly News is next.